Genesis 32, verses 24 through 29. And Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled the man with him until the breaking of the day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh, and the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, Let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let thee go, except thou bless me. And he said unto him, What is thy name? And he said, Jacob. And he said, Thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with God and with man, and hast prevailed. And he blessed him there. We're going to look at an episode in the life of the patriarch Jacob. At the time of our story, Jacob was a fugitive and had been running. He'd been in the school of hard knocks for 20 years. Have you been running? Are you in the school of hard knocks? Jacob believed in God, but he was out of fellowship with him. However, we see that God did not love Jacob for what he was, but for what God can make out of him. Now God finally had Jacob where he wanted him, alone. It took a while because Jacob didn't want to be alone. As many of us, we don't want to be alone. You know, when people are running from God, they don't want to be alone. They don't want to face themselves, and they don't want to face God. But verse 24 tells us that finally Jacob was alone, and he had a confrontation with God. I believe with all my heart that the man Jacob wrestled with was the pre-incarnate Jesus Christ. He was face to face with Jesus, and they were in a wrestling match. Now, it wasn't Jacob wrestling with the Lord. It was the Lord wrestling with Jacob. The Lord started it. He was the initiator of this fight, of this battle. The Lord started it. And it could have been over very quickly. But the Lord wanted Jacob to prevail. He didn't want to overcome him. The Lord was trying to do something with this man that he loved so much. The second thing we see in our text is a man or a woman has been broken by God. Finally, when they had wrestled all night, the angel touched the hollow of Jacob's thigh and crippled him. Now, when a wrestler's legs are gone, he can't do anything. He cannot do anything. This is the strongest muscle for a wrestler. Jacob was now crippled. His final weapon was gone. If all his plans and strength had failed, at least he could have run. But now, he couldn't even run. God brought him to the place of utter, absolute, complete brokenness and dependence. This is our God that we serve. The God that will bring you to utter, absolute, complete brokenness and self-dependence. The third thing we see in our text is that Jacob was blessed by God. The angel said to the crippled Jacob, now, let me go. Ironically, the word Jacob means that which grabs, that which holds. Jacob was still grasping, but this time, for the first time in his life, he got a hold of the Lord. He said, Oh God, I need you, God. I will not let you go except you bless me. God had been waiting to hear those words for so long, and at that moment, something wonderful took place. The angel asked Jacob for his name. God knew it, but he wanted Jacob. He wanted Jacob to know it. He wanted Jacob to confess his name, which further meant liar, cheater, crook, schemer, deceiver, sinner. He brought him to the place where Jacob finally saw the wickedness of his heart, the idolatry of his heart. He brought him to the dark place. Then God, after he brought Jacob to that place, gave him a new name, as he has given all of his children new names. He gave him the name Israel, which means a prince of God. A prince or a princess of God. He became a prince with God because he finally came to the end of himself. You see, God wanted to bless Jacob. God wants to bless you and not to hurt you. God crippled him that he might crown him. God broke him that he might bless him. Do you know why many of us are not yet truly blessed? We have not yet been truly broken. Blessing comes through brokenness. Men throw broken things away, but God never uses anything until he first breaks it. He breaks you because he loves you. You'll never show me anybody who has been or will be mightily used of God who has not been broken. There is no blessedness without brokenness. And lastly, we learn from our text that Jacob now, for the rest of his life, would lean on God. The rest of his life, Jacob had to use a crutch. This wasn't just something that could be fixed and put back. He had to have a staff to lean on. The Bible says in Hebrews 11, verse 21, by faith Jacob, when he was dying, he blessed both the sons of Joseph, and worshipped, leaning upon the top of his staff. Here he was, 147 years old, and still leaning, brothers and sisters. Jacob had finally learned to lean. Would you not lean on our blessed Savior today? He realized that he was stronger leaning than he was standing on his own two feet. Repent of your self-dependence today, your self-sufficiency today. Jacob had learned to worship leaning, and that's the only way that we will. Ever worship the Lord properly.